יש מס עין טויבו. It's good to be back. I don't know if the Bochum are so happy I'm back. A few Bochum told me, maybe, why don't you stay longer? But I know deep down how much you really miss me, so I came back as soon as possible. But the Maisa, when you go to Chutz Lawrence and you go to trips, get to see the old Talmidim sometimes, it's a very big chizik. The Talmidim are watching. Big chizik to see how Baruch Hashem, the growth and the steiging families, Baruch Hashem. So it gives a tremendous chizik. All the hard work, come back and say, you know, this guy, I'll go back to this whole work again, roll up the sleeves. Then I realize, Baruch Hashem, one of the most difficult sugyas that many of us deal with, is the sugya of Nisoyon. We know we're going through the parashas now. We have the sugyas one after the next, Machlokes HaRishonim. What are they exactly? Everybody can ma'ayin in the Mishnah, Perikei, Mishnah Gimel. Asur nisyoinois nisnase Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah tells us that Avraham Avinu was nisnase with 10 nisyoinis. Parshas called most rishonim. The nisyoinis ended in this week's parasha with the last nisyoin being the nisyoin of the Akedah, an unbelievable Nisayon. According to the Shita Rabbeinu Yoina, there is Nisayon next week's parasha, the Nisayon of the burial of Sarah. They had to go by the plot, the whole sugya of Ma'oras HaMachpela. But most Moroi Rubam Sharishonik Makulam, the Nisayon has ended this week's parasha with the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak, Abraham takes his son, and is commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take his son and to be offer him up, as everybody knows, on Har Moriah, well, on whatever the Har to go up, and to offer him up as a korban. A very, very difficult nisayon for anybody. And the Mishnah tells us, with the Siba, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misnasa Avraham Avinu Ba'asara Nisyoinos. Says the Mishnah, Asara Nisyoinos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu Al Vashalom V'Omad Bekula. Lehoidia Kamo Chibosol Shal Avraham Avinu Al Vashalom. To tell us how much, how endearing Avraham Avinu is. So the Pasha Pshat, most Rishonim learn, Kamachi Basoi, how endearing is HaKadosh, is Avram's love for HaKadosh Baruch. How endearing is Avram's love for HaKadosh Baruch. But even in that, we have to understand. I mean, Avram did a many Nisyoinos. Lohoidia, what's the Tahas Lohoidia? Avad it's a Kiddush Hashem. But still needs beer. If you remember correctly, there is another Rishon who says another Pshat, Lo Idia Chibosoi, Shavram Avinu, Oliver Sholoi, how much Chiba Kodesh Baruch has for Avram Avinu. That also needs to be understood. The Maisa, the Torah, the Gemara Chazal, Rashi brings the end of Ayera, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Vayomer kach no es bincha es yichidcha es ohavto es yitzcha v'lech lecha yatzer moleh v'lashom lo'oi v'achar arim asho oim ha'alech. So Hashem precedes this, but this Messiah will say, kach no, kach no, take please. Ein no el v'lashom bakosha. Hashem says of bakosha. Omer lo bakosha mimcha. Avram, I'm asking you, Amoid loy bizbazeh anisoyoy. Please, uphold, withstand this nisoyoy. Shloyoyim ru ha-yishoyoy shloyoy ben mamish. That the say the other nisoyoy were nothing. What's the pshat on this? Nine difficult nisoyoyness. Lech lecha me'aretzecha. That's a data difficult to say, and the guy's living, happy, accomplishing, even more, accomplishing for Hashem, has a yeshiva, bali tshuva, spreading the name of Hashem. Get up, go somewhere else, they don't know you. Go to Swahili and start talking the language. He doesn't even know the language. From goes. Every nisoya in chutz from being, the most of the nisoya is in chutz from being, Rabbi Yisrael. And the nisoya in Be'etzem in Gashmi, it was the nisoya also in Avram's godless, in Avram's tafkin in the Bria, that Avram understood that he was there to spread Hashem's name, to spread Hashem's name in the world. And that could be the amkus of the soyin of Goresh ben Omer Hazem and Abayis. Shem tells Avram, throw out your son from the house. It was a tremendous nisoyin. But on the other hand, the Maisa, he was, the Pasuk says, and Rashi brings, he was a Reitzeach, or at least he tried to be a Reitzeach. Gilu Arayz Shviras Domin. You know? Everybody has to have a red line when you throw the guy out. He was over on everything. He needs a special nevuah. He needs a special nevuah from Sarah. Shema Bekoila. He has Yitzchok. Yitzchok's a tzaddik. Yishmael's taking him out to the soda and lining him up. What's my job? You're the target. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I would have prepared better. I would have put something on my nose, the red dot. He lined them up and shooting arrows at him. We're not throwing him out yet. One more chance. What's Avram's halim? He's the nevuah. The teretz is, Avram's home tzias was Kirov. If he hears, they threw out his own son out of the house. The whole Baal Yeshiva is going to close down. Hypocrite. Avram understood that he's the, especially throwing, this is what the religion preaches. You throw your son out of the house. They're not going to understand. Remember, Rav Yosef says that was the Nisoy in Asir, why it was so difficult. Same Nisoy, he says, because he's doing an arcade. That Ram was sitting up preaching on the box, the soapbox. He got up on the soapbox and he was saying, what are you guys doing in this world? You're Meshugoyim. all day and night. All you're doing is craziness. You think God wants you to go around killing your kids for him? These guards, they don't talk. You think those stones want you to kill? That's what was the practice in those days. Is to sacrifice their children to the idols. You think that's what God, God's a God of love. He loves you. Everything's love in this religion. Come join us. Everybody, one and for all, we love each other. We love Hashem. Beautiful. I'm joining this religion. Avram has students, Talmidim. Love, love, love. They're love. It's the love all day. Then they hear, where's the Rebbe today? He went on an excursion with his son. Oh, wow. What a beautiful relationship. That's my Rebbe. He went on an excursion with his son. He went out to you, took off from Yeshiva today to go out to you with his son up north. His son needed some chizik. They went up north together. Well, you could call it up north. It may, his son might be going a little further than up north. What do you mean? Well, Rebbe went to shecht his son today. Huh? My Rebbe? My Rebbe? He's the man of love. He loves everybody. That's not true. They're in Egypt. On a Tiyul. They're at the Sphinx. Seeing all the mummies. They can't be. It can't be true. Nope. He went to Shechtem. We have pictures. Let's go to the videotape. Avram goes without any shilas. That's it. Lock up the yeshiva. Everybody's going to run away from him. No more yeshiva. He's the biggest hypocrite. His whole religion. Love, 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 love. And here he is with a knife over his son. Bishlam, he's killing some other guy. Okay. He's the guy that, he's killing his own son. Took him up, bound him up like a behemoth. And shechts him. It's the end of it. Close up the shop. So that was that Nisayon was the biggest Nisayon of all of them. Because the Nisayon of the Nisayon was hepech of what his religion is. And that's why it was such a hard Nisayon. It was the hardest of all of them. But why? What's the Nisayon of the Nisayon? Everybody has them. And we have them constantly in the Nisayon. And what's the tachlis? What Chazal said, Odiyach Yibasa. By the last Nisayon, we find also an interesting Lashon. The first time we have this Lashon, after Avram is successful, the Baruch Hashem calls out, Hashem in Hashemayim, Ayyim, Avraham, Avraham. Very interesting Lashon. Rashi says Lashon Chiba. But Mepharshim say another Pshat. That is one of the biggest yisoidas that we all have to learn, Rabbi Sai. We're Jews, Rabbi Sai. We have to learn with Jews. We're not Goyim. Goyim have their own tachas in this world. We have tremendous yisoid and tachkid. Everybody has a tachkid, but we have a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous yisoid and tachkid, Rabbi Sai. Everybody has within them what's called potential. They have something inside of them which is be'emes, the koyach, to what they were created for in this world. And if the person has a high neshama, the person has a deep neshama, the person has a neshama that's a nishmas, Tzaddik showed oilam, so his potential and his koyach that's planted in him, Rabbi Sai, is not shy. There's a matzah of Golo Mechavero, and that's why it's a tremendous Yetzara, because the fight has to be even. As the Pshat said, the fight has to be even. Golo Maisa, that potential, Rabbi Sai, is many times, most of the times, or a lot of times, not tapped into, not brought out to fruition, it remains very, very dormant. The Rabbi Yishlam, the Yisoid of Nisoyin, and the Derech HaPashtus of Oisai, the Nisoid of Nisoyin, is the word Nes. I found the Ramban is mad. It's the word Nes, the Simosoyal Nes. Nes is a pole. Simosoyal Nes is to put you on a pedestal. That means that everybody has, everybody differently, has a certain pedestal that he should be put on. The Marshall graduation, Lahavda of Avdolis. When a person goes through a course, any course in America, some other countries, you go up and you receive your graduation papers. You stand at graduation day. Everybody wears that. I remember when I was in high school, we wore that stupid thing on the head, the tassel coming down, some type of robe. You know, you felt like the Pope. And the mice wear a long robe. And you walked up and you got your certificate, and now you have graduated high school, you graduated whatever, Lahavda of Abdullah. The person, when he succeeds in a certain whatever course or everything in life, he is now put up, they put him up. They go up to a big bima, they make a big podium, and everybody walks up to the podium in front of everybody with that tassel, makes that smile, and that's it. You've now went up and achieved a higher position. Every time you achieve a higher position, there's a promotion. You go up, a plaque, something to bring out your promotion. The simo you say al neis, nisoyin miloshin neis. The tafkid of nisoyin is to promote somebody to a different level of existence. And the problem is a person is living a life where he has so much inside, so much going on, and nothing is challenging, nothing is building him up to reach where he can be. And because of that, it just lays dormant, and he doesn't accomplish anything. So chutz from the fact that be'etzem, he could go so much higher, Rabbi Yisai, avada, he lives in a certain way, Rabbi Yisai, he lives a life of something that's not him, and it's depressing. The stomach's not happy, because if a person knows, or at least it's within him, tremendous koiches, tremendous potential, tremendous things that he can accomplish in life, and he's not doing that. He's laying dormant. It's eating him up, because everything that's inside has to come out. It has to come out. It's not going anywhere. And many times he knows he's doing it, but he can't overcome the nisoyon. The melech can't go hard. Asoro nisyoinois nisnase Avraham Avinu. 10 nisyoinois Avraham Avinu was nisnase. Loidia chibosoi. To bring out his chibur, Rabbi Yisai. The pshat is in the oimek. Loidia chibosoi in the pshat. To be with dia, his love for Hashem. The teretz is that in every nisoyoin, Avraham had a tremendous potential. He had a level of Ava to Hashem that was not Shayich, Avram Oyavi. And that level was brought out each time he went and he gave up with that we said before, the Machshavas. But he only did it because he was Moisei Nevesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realized he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a degree and he was ready to give up. But if he wouldn't have done the 10th, even if he did all 9, Ein Boy Mamish, the Taich is, he's not becoming who he could become. He's not becoming the Avram that shout to Avram. And that's when he became the 10th. It was Avram, Avram. The Tai Chi is that when a person is Mekayim, his highest level of Nisayim, we reach the highest Madrega. There's an Avram that's implanted in the oil of my MS, who you're supposed to be, who you created. And there's Avram down here who has to get to that. When those two Avrams come to Avram, Avram, then you've reached your highest potential. Vayashke vayavim av Hashem, Avram, Avram. That Avram was Avram now. He had reached the highest level. But in the Sumeila Loidia Chibosoi was the Pshat to bring out Arasoif Avram's love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it wouldn't have come to the Madrega of the Akeda, Hakam, he did everything. But that's not the true Avram. So it's aimed by Mamish. Because he didn't reach, that's not Avram. He's not Avram. He might be somebody else. He did a great job, but it's not Avram. That's right, aim by mamish. Because it's not Avram. But in the pshat, lo idiach hiboso. Lo idiach hiboso. How much Hashem loves him, Rabbi Yisrael. Is this pshat that the Bereshim gives the Nisoyim to us, Bereshim wants to see, the Bereshim loves you. And he wants you to become who you can become. So the hardship and the difficulty that he's giving you right now is all out of love. How much of chiba he has that the Bereshim has for this man. She just wants that this man should reach his potential. So he pounds it with the Nisayai. He loves this man so much, he wants to give to him to reach it as soon as possible, his Madrega. So the Nisayan comes, the Nisayan. The Nisayan is the possibility that the thing that you have, the qualities that you have, the abilities that you have, the characteristic traits that you were born with, that you could grow and become somebody great. Each individual, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, whoever you are, to reach who you're supposed to be. That is so you have to realize it's now that's my this is my challenge, this is my ability to promote it, to go higher. But it's more than that. The Simcha Sachayim, the Bereshit created us with a tremendous tafkid. If a person is not doing his tafkid, the Simcha Sachayim is not there. Like we said before, because he knows. In the Oymek, a person, he knows he can do more. So many people always say, Rebbe, I know I can do more, so do more. Stop talking how much you can do and do more. I know I can do so much more, I can do better, I can accomplish more, so do it. But it calls mind that he made that, the life becomes very depressing. Because you're living in a body, in a goof, that has so much energy and so much koichas. And where is it going? He brings a million to the Gemeister, Moshe Aaron Stern in this book. Instead of it. A younger man I once knew contracted a serious illness. He told me he looked through his Meisim, he was boiling with Meisim, a fashion with Meisim, and he didn't understand why he deserved the disease, so he went. So Moshe Aaron Stern told him there's a yid in the city, a very, very chashuv yid, who reads palms. Now, I'm not a stam palm reader from the, but a mamish of Makubal, who taka, I won't even, his name was Rav Meshizov, he was famous in those times. And he could know every avera that a person did, whether he did tshuva or not. So he said he went to, you younger men agree? So he said, before he entered the house, he told him, I want to test him. Don't tell him your disease, I will see if he can do that. So he entered and waited. The guy went in himself, he came out, mamish, the younger man came out, his face was white, trembling. He came in and he told him, he began to scream at me, you're wondering why you have this disease? How long have you been learning in yeshiva? He said, 33 years, I answered. 33 years you learned under the greatest leaders of the generation. You could have learned so much and known so much. 2% you've learned. You've used that. 2% of what you could have accomplished. And he said to him, now you should know, this is not the first time the Yeshama has done this. Not the second time. This is your third time down here. We know in baseball, 3 strikes. That's my stuff is on the side. This is your third time the Yeshama has come to run. Neither of the times you come what you could have accomplished. This is your last chance to talk to Kitza, but the word is unbelievable. 2%. And he thought he was doing something, this younger man. He was sitting in yeshiva. What was he doing? I mean, there's always the coffee machine. But the man said, at the end of the day, you know, what was he doing? 2%? And how much are we accomplishing? It's a long day. And I'm not here to put it down. We have to look at the Arbor, but because you can go, you can soar of us. We've seen it by guys. You know, and what's the answer that everybody says, Rebbe, very good shmooze, I'm ready, go, gung-go. But it's hard. Rebbe, it's so hard to get off that bed, to peel myself off that mattress. I'm sunken in. I'm medubed v'dabkeinu b'mitasi. I think I made a mistake in the morning. I didn't say b'mitzvah b'mitasi v'dabkeinu b'mitasi. So the imam is glued to the mattress, and it's so hard in the morning getting up for shachar, getting up for this, and then the answer is, you're right, it's supposed to be hard. If it's hard, it's good. That's the nesoyin. For some, that's the chos on the nesoyin, getting up in the morning, getting my body, my physical body off the mattress. That's my first nesoyin. Going to the base mattress afterwards and sitting by the books. And we're not talking about 3 hours at a time, maybe at the very beginning, but to sit there for an hour and a half, whatever I could do at the beginning, and place myself there in a way that I'm not going to get up, and I'm going to put my head into it and learn about it. It's hard. But that's the Nisayon. That's the Nisayon. The difficult situation of the Nisayon, the difficulties to give up certain things, is a bigger Nisayon. We don't want to call it addiction, because a guy gets all nervous if we say that word, the big A. Addiction. I'm not addicted, Rebbe. I'm not addicted to my phone. I'm not addicted. I'll prove it to you. Take it away. 3 days later, he's walking around. He can't sleep at nights. No addiction. But for care, the difficult situation, the difficult nisyon is where a person is mamish. It eats at his kishkis, these nisyonos. He needs it, he wants it, but he knows it's not good for him. When it's dafka difficult, when it's dafka mamish, so difficult, there's where your nisyon is, and there is where you can become greater, by yourself. The potential of chibosoi, to show your chibah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you really love him. They really, really love the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll do anything for the Ribbono Shel Olam, except the phone. It's all down to that. Oh, except for this, Rabbosai. I'll sing all day, Anachnu Ohavim Otcha, I love you, Hashem. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the phone, it's still the phone. It's still this Nisayon, whatever the Nisayon is, to go to this place, I must go to the Shuk Thursday night. But if you know it's not good for you, if you know it's going to hair and stir you, and if you know that you can accomplish much more by doing this way and that, if I said, there's where Nisayon is, that's where the most difficult thing, that's what Nisayon is. That's what Nisayon is. So what a person have to make it so hard, because he knows you have the potential. And the only way you're going to bring it out is through the Nisayon. The only way you bring it out is to say, I'm not going, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to be on my phone all night. I'm going to put my phone away and give it up at night, or whatever it is. I'm going to stay away from these places that are not good. I'm not going to go here and there. I'm going to put myself in the base medrash early. Difficult as it may be, and slowly, slowly, as I overcome this, you go higher and higher. And it's much more simpler, but I say, everybody knows it's much more simpler. You try it. Money back guarantee today. Money back guarantee that if you're not happy with yourself, happy with your situation, money back guarantee, Rabbi. It's all outside Yetzer. And it's talking to shyness. It's talking to shyness. It's not easy. We come from a life of laziness, total laziness. We come from a life that the whole world preached to us the most terrible, terrible hashkafa, that's shy, Rabbi. Speaking so in America now, the hashkafa that the world emblazed within the soul of the human race is mamish the hepech of Torah. That's what we're fighting against. The hashkafa of the world, and the world keep going strong and strong with this hashkafa, and it's making more people depressed. 300 million up to, who are taking pills, or seeing people on both sides. It's heading into the, soon it might hit the mega mania, maniacs, the mega billion maniacs. Because they have a billion people, maniacs, having taken pills and drugs and everything to keep themselves happy. And you know what the yesoid of everything is, everybody say? No one wants to work hard. Because society has told us it must be easy. If it ain't easy, it ain't life. It's not real. Life's supposed to be easy. And therefore, we're coming out with an iPhone 61 is coming out soon, where you're not going to even have to think. You're not going to have to move. You just raise your eyebrow and you want something, it flies in the air. You don't even have to get off your mattress for 40 years. You lie there like a dead piece of meat and you just think, your phone already gets your brain waves. You want a piece of meat now, flies through the window, UPS, the guy flies through the window with a robot, with a drone, comes at the window, puts it in, you have to maybe open your mouth, but the drone comes down, drops it in, and then you go to back to sleep. It's not funny, we once spoke about it. There's a new refrigerator. I used to make a joke about it. We spoke about what it's good. There's a refrigerator now that has sensors. My son, a guy picked me up at the airport in a Tesla car. Wow, unbelievable. Anyway, just so to show, you don't have to do any work on the road anymore. He said, Rebbe, watch this. He put the car into this. The car started changing lanes. Mom is doing everything. He said, you're still, no, look, Ma, no hands. Nothing, no knees, no hands. And the car just drove itself. Now he says, watch this. We got to a place. He walked out of the car, pressed the button, the car parked itself. Mamish, everything. Everybody said, it's going to come day. You're not going to have to drive anymore. It's too much work, but I have to drive. Press the button, you have reached your destination. Get up. So the refrigerator has sensors now, the Commodore, and it knows if there's milk missing. It sends an automatic message to the supermarket that he frequents. 2 minutes later, yes, you need milk? I don't know. He puts it in your fridge. You don't have to think what you mean. The brain doesn't have to work to think what's missing in my refrigerator. No work. Easy. It's crazy, Abayisai. And they're pulling more and more and more energy into taking away the human brain. Well, we don't have to. Who was that? The Tin Man. He had no brain. Who was the? You have no. You become all come Tin Man. If I only had a brain, Scarecrow. All become scarecrows. If I only had a brain. You don't need a brain anymore, boy. Say, well, have it removed. It's a lot of pressure on the head. I get a headache thinking too much. Hashem Yirachem. It's hard. It's hard. It's good. You work hard. Boy, say, you'll see. Guaranteed money back. You work hard, and it gets more difficult. You think it gets more difficult, more difficult. You figure out choices and this and more. It's nisyonis. It's difficulties. It's challenges. But the challenges bridge you up to be a human. Avram, Avram, you don't want to come down to this earth 75 times. Let's try again. 1.5% you got up to. You know, in the Tesla, you have to every night you got to plug it in to the battery pack so they see the percent, how much percent. Okay, Bershom, how much did I get this time when I came down? You got up to 3%, your battery charged up only to 3%. 3%? What do you mean? I got up to Shachris once every 7 years. The Baisai, we're humans and we have so much koichos. The Baisai, it's unbelievable, the koichos. You can go skyrocketing, but the major thing is to feel like a human man, the Baisai, a human person, a person that can accomplish so much instead of giving up, the Baisai, and just letting it go instead of giving the challenge, the Baisai. This was also this week's Parash Refined. Loit is finally saved. And he's given the opportunity now. The Malachim comes and says, we're saving you, Loit. Get out of this place. This place is made. It's crazy land. Then Meshugoyim here. We're burning down the city. Run for your life. And we're giving you an Eitzah. This is not an Eitzah from some, you know, Mekubal. Mekabel. This is not an Eitzah from some Malachim comes to Yitzchak, run to Avram, run back to Avram. You didn't have such hatzlocha now. You left Avram. You went to Stoyim. You had the easy life, pastures with all your wealth. And what did it lead you to? It led you to become a person that's mamish, running after. You see where you're living in a land of total self, being into yourself, self-centered and just indulging in all the garbage of this world, and look what it led to. So run back to Avram. It makes a whole teretz. I want to go to this city, this, and teretz. What's the answer? What is that? If he goes back to Avram, he has to subjugate himself to Avram, that his Rebbe, and he has to start doing things a little different in his life. I'll run to this city, it'll be easier, I won't be so judged. Everybody said, this is the teretz we all do. We try to take the easy way out, and we don't face up to challenges. We become mice. Wee. Pass the cheese. We should serve cheese every day. We are not men, we have to announce. We are mice! Everybody repeat after me. Mini, Miney, Mice, whatever their names are. We're all mice. Because you don't stand up to the challenge. Boy, like, that's a mouse. He runs away. A human has the koyach to stand up. We don't ask for the shoyness. Bereshit doesn't want to ask. He knows when we're ready. But the mice, at the end of the day, if a challenge comes up, there's a difficulty, it's hard. It's hard to get there up in the morning. It's hard to do this. It's a hard day in yeshiva. You stand up, you push through. Boy, like, guaranteed, you'll feel like a man. So you have the question in front of you, boy, like, you want to feel like a man or a mouse? You want to live your life like a mouse? So run away every time. Every time the challenges come, as the Shiva comes over, where were you? Why don't you show up? But you make some stupid excuse. You know, and Shiva knows also. If the Shiva doesn't know, you make a stupid excuse. My great-great-grandma woke up from the dead last night. She asked me to come over. And I knew she needed me very badly. She's having an up-sharing on her shankel. So much, she wanted me to cut the first hair. Okay, very nice. It's a good story. Very nice made-up story. It's very... very, very, you know, you're very, very chacham to think of that story. But you know and I know, it's all a teretz. Just say the word. Don't say this whole story. I had to go to Bnei Brak. Someone sent me a package, bobby pins. I had to go get my bobby pins in Bnei Brak. And it took me 17 hours to get it. It was a small detour in a lot. Someone told me to take the 437 to a lot. It somehow ends up in a Brak. Eventually. So I finally got the bobby pins 2 days later, Rebbe. It was a long journey. So I was in a lot already. I just got a tan. But at least my bobby pins will match my tan. Anyway, so what's the answer? Don't give me this excuse and that excuse. You're lazy. You don't want to stand up to the challenge yet. You don't want to become a man. You want to be a mouse? Okay, pass the cheese. I'll give you a piece of cheese. I don't mind. I'll have a piece of cheese army, Munster cheese, mozzarella cheese. You'll have pick out the cheese you want. But tell me, Rebbe, I want to be a mouth. Woo woo. With whiskers. I'll get you whiskers, everything. I don't want to be a mouse. I don't want to be a man. I don't want to stand up to challenges. But at Bereshit, you're not only not being truthful of us. It's much worse. Avram, Avram. Yitzchak, Yitzchak. Yaakov, Yaakov, whatever your first name is. That great person that's standing on the Kisei HaKavod, where are you? Ayeko. Who could you be, Rabbi Sai? And we saw it over here in the Space Medrash. So many guys. And I'm telling you how much challenge he has, Rabbi Sai. Moshe Weiss is not here, so we can talk about it. Moshe Weiss told us, Chassid, Rabbi Sai, people there were amazed what he became, Rabbi Sai, what he became. A guy told me in the Chassid that, Alpham, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I never saw something like this. What's going on over here? It's Koach HaMashiach, what he does, and he's so much into it. He's so, and everything, everybody said. And look what he became from what he started. They knew what he started, but I didn't know. In Lakewood, how, you know. I told his father at the first, the Sheva Belt Joshua. Now, retroactively, I want him higher tuition. Now I know how much work I had to put into this guy. I didn't realize all the. But the mice, at the end of the day, came in. It was so often learning the Gemara, reading the Gemara, every word. We worked at it and back and forth. And he could have given up so many times, of us. But now he's a bemis, a real bentoyer, and he's staggered in the third of us. Because he went forward and he said, I want to be Moshe. I want to be who I can be. And every single one of you here, of us, every single one can do it. You can do it. Slowly but surely, stand up to your Nisayan. Realize that that's what Nisayan is. Take the, if you, you know, but everyone has something, so stand up to it. Take the challenge on and ride with the challenge. Ride with the challenge. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. that challenge could lift you up into a different level, catapult you to a different existence in God's way, and a much happier existence, because everybody knows with all the excuses. And that guy who slept the bagel, he slept 12 hours now, and he told the Rashivi he had the snuffles. Really, I don't feel good. I have strap. Some type of strap I have. I think my ear's hurting me. Yeah, you slept on that ear for 27 hours straight. I know how it can hurt you. It hurts me so much, this. It's all hogwash. You just want to sleep and sleep. At the end of the day, she got away. Mr. Rashivi went to the doctor, gave him a prescription. Dr. Robert Shecker. Anyway, the kids are... So he got the prescription. At the end of the day, the Maisa boy said, what's it all about? They say, you can't fool yourselves. You know that's depressing. There's nothing there. You didn't accomplish anything. It's a waste of time. So the boy said, stand up to the challenge. Let's be men. Let's not only be men. Let's be Avram. Let's be Yitzchak. Let's be Yankov. To accomplish and become who we really can be. And in that way, the boy said, we'll live a different life. We're not going to give kanachas to the Bayer Oil, we're not to ourselves. Zerchah Be'ez Hashem. That all of us, be Zerchah, to our Madrega, and bring about Mashiach. Zikainu, Meir, Ben Omer.